Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The point we made to Antonio is, look, we love you as a player. We thank you for what you did for us for the past 9 years. I'm disappointed that we didn't get you a Super Bowl, and I still think you're a Hall of Fame candidate. And I'm disappointed that that may not happen with us. But the other point we made was, yes, we're open to shopping around the league to see what may be available in exchange for your services. But by no means are we going to make a trade or any type of move that will not be beneficial to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. Specifically, we will not be discounting you on the trade market, and we certainly will not be releasing you. And again, all that being said, we'll take a positive approach, and if someone has a sincere interest and they want to make a move, either a significant pick or set of picks or a significant player plus picks, and we think it will benefit the Pittsburgh Steelers in the long run, then we're all in. If not, then we'll make that decision at that point.
We love you. We're sorry we didn't get you a Super Bowl. Ron, is this a bit much? If I'm a fan, I'm outraged. And yet I understand why they're doing it.
I think he's trying to put the best possible spin. Here's a great player. We had our little problems with him, but he's still a great player.
Did he ever say even that?
You should trade me what I want for him. I think that was the method to his madness.
I know.
So if that's the case, I have no problem with it. Does it strike me as being a little much? Yeah. But Antonio was a great player here. That is indisputable. And if he tries to put a positive spin on this so they can trade him for something better, I'm okay with it.
I hear you. And clearly that's what's happening. What do you think Kevin Colbert really thinks of Antonio Brown?
He's been a pain in the butt since he's been here, but he's a great player, and we got to get rid of him because we can't bring him back. That's what I think he truly thinks. And we are going to get rid of him no matter what.
As a Steeler fan, while I agree with Ron, I also understand that you're not paid, so to speak, to be analytical about these situations or put a good face on it. When you hear the GM say, we love you and we're sorry we didn't get you a Super Bowl, and you see the owner of the team posing for a happy little photo, I completely get it if that turns your stomach. Is this man named Beto? Is that right, horse? Beto? Let's go to Beto on line two. Hello.
Hey, Joe and Beano, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Did you just call me Beano? Is that what you just did?
I think I made that mistake here. I apologize.
Yeah, please apologize for that, okay? I've actually been called a lot worse, so don't worry about it.
All right, my apologies on record. Listen, I wanted to back up and talk a little bit about this comment from Le'Veon. I took a group of guys down to Lorraine Hotel in Memphis. And the reason they were teen guys, we took them down as an organization in order they could connect with what Martin Luther King really went through. Now, I would
let me jump in, Beto, and just explain to people who weren't listening earlier that it was Le'Veon tweeting out upon receiving the news yesterday that the Steelers wouldn't tag him. Free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. That's a Martin Luther King quote, and he took a lot of heat for it, so please go ahead.
Right, okay. So this rings kind of deep with me, given the kind of work I do with mentees. And so we went to room 306 in Memphis. That's where Martin Luther King was slain at the Lorraine Hotel. And we made a full weekend and curriculum out of it. Now, I guess he was trying to lift that this is Black History Month. But he really butchered it, if you ask me. The connection that you're trying to make and draw lines of inference, Le'Veon, you're way out of bounds on this one. And this is African-American male speaking. Now, you could have did a lot of different things to say that the weight's lifted off your shoulder. All right, so that's my first comment. Second comment, I know you were talking about injuries. I'm trying to think back when the Steelers, who live and die in this sexy run game without balance, have had a ball player, running back, that's made it through a season. I mean, will we go back to Franco? We go back to Bam Morris. We look at Mendenhall, Willie Parker, broken leg. I think Zaraway had injuries that took him out. Pigram. I mean, the Steelers got to figure a way to get some balance, and it can't always be pass run.
Well, they I think that gets to Ron's point, Beto, about maybe divvying up the load a little. Now, some of it is just bad luck, and I think didn't Le'Veon make it through the season 2 years ago? Did he not, Ron, all the way through the Jacksonville game?
Yeah, he played that whole way.
So that would
Did
be
he make
one.
It through
but
16 games without an injury. Is that what we're saying?
Right. I believe he didn't miss any games. They hold him out of the Browns? They held him out of the Browns game at the end.
But
right?
I absolutely.
Like everybody else, they held out of the game.
I hear what you're saying. Most seasons,
so
it's true.
My point is that with all due respect to Carson, who's a hell of a talent, he's going to get injured if they don't do something different with getting a back that can relieve him. I mean, I understand with a back is hot, you want to keep his rhythm and get his touches, but our guys are getting banged up before we even get to the playoffs. And that's with Connors. I think Bell made it through that 1 year because he didn't come into camp, which is unusual for most.
Yeah, he made it through one other in 14, but I get it, and we appreciate the call, man. So in 2014, Le'Veon played all 16, Ron. You could argue that was his best season. 1,381 yards. He had a long run of 81, too, which was rare for him. But this point, do you think Mike Tomlin takes this to heart, and Kevin Colbert, and Art Rooney for that matter, that they have to have some sort of, if not running back by committee, some sort of relief for Connor at times?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question they need to do that. But again,
do you think they know that, though?
I do. I think they realize that. But by the same token, you're talking about a position that is highly dangerous. I mean, those guys get hurt. You don't have to carry it 500 times to get hurt. Now, you might increase your chances if you carry it 500 times versus 300 times, but you can get hurt on any carry. It's just sometimes fluke stuff happens. I don't think overuse is what hurt Le'Veon against Cincinnati when Burfict tacked him on the sidelines. That was like middle of the season.
Or when Reggie Nelson hit him low.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it was a fluke thing that happens sometimes.
But it might have in the New England championship game.
Willie Parker, you know, Cowher said we're going to run the wheels off, and he finally ran the wheels and he broke his leg.
Yeah.
I mean, but could that have happened if he had only had 10 carries a game instead of 30? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure that out, but I hope they have more than one running back. And I don't know that Samuels is that guy to put behind Connor. I think they need another veteran.
Well, I think the nice thing about that potential pairing is you have sort of a battering ram, a first two-down back, and then even though James showed some pretty good hands last year, I think you have a classic third-down back in Samuels, don't you?
Yeah,
assuming he can pick up the blitz.
He's an excellent guy as far as the receiver out of the backfield. And he has a nose for the end zone, too.
But I agree, one more guy in the mix is
certainly
is necessary.
Right.
412-928-9370. You, as Steeler fans, have heard Kevin Colbert compliment Le'Veon. You've seen the photo of Art Rooney with AB. And now you've said goodbye to Le'Veon Bell. Maybe you did that a long time ago in your mind and your heart said it. Yesterday it became official. What's the feeling now at 412-928-9370? And how do you look back on the Killer Bees era? We're going to hear more from Kevin Colbert coming up, and we're certainly going to get into his comments on Ben, which were fascinating to me. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And you can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, North Hills. And Ron, the time is 1037. Brought to you by Danner Boots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.